health itself. Where does it come from? This was when our view of the microbial life within us began to change. At first, we shared the conventional medical view that sees microbes mostly as pathogens. We had both experienced the power of modern medicine to combat infections and were thankful for the antibiotics that had saved our lives. But it is not only the bad actors of the microbial world that influence our health. The latest revelations about microorganisms show that we are not who we thought we were. This was brought into sharp relief a few years ago when a large consortium of scientists reported their findings in the journals Science and Nature. An unfathomably vast array of invisible life, bacteria, protists, archaea, and fungi, thrives on us and in us, as do innumerable viruses, which are not considered alive. Their cells outnumber our own cells by at least 3-1, and many say 10-1, yet we are only beginning to learn what they do for us. And our planet, like the bodies of plants, animals, and people, is literally covered inside and out with microorganisms. Not only are they abundant, they're robust, able to withstand the most extreme conditions the planet can offer. To help you navigate the exciting world of microbes, we've included a glossary, a few endnotes, and an extensive list of sources for those who may wish to delve deeper. The more we looked into these recent discoveries, the more we were intrigued by the parallel roles of microbes in maintaining the health of plants and people. And we learned the new name for microbes that live on us and in us, the human microbiome. We began to see how microbes could help restore soil fertility and counter the plague of modern chronic diseases. We had stumbled upon a whole new way of seeing nature. In this book, we tell the story of our journey uncovering and connecting ideas and insights about the emerging revolution swirling around nature's hidden half. We lean on, draw from, and champion the work of dozens of scientists, farmers, gardeners, doctors, journalists, and authors. It is a story that explores humanity's relationship with microbes. We are now realizing that microbes, long seen as invisible scourges, can help address some of the most pressing problems facing us today. This new view of microbes is shocking. They are essential parts of us and plants, and always have been. Such a view points to an astounding potential for promising new practices in agriculture and medicine. Think animal husbandry or gardening on a microscopic scale. By cultivating beneficial soil microorganisms on farms and in gardens, we can ward off pests and boost harvests. And in medicine, research on the microbial ecology of the human body is driving new therapies and treatments. A few decades ago, such ideas would have sounded as preposterous as invisible life itself did a few centuries before that. The emerging science of a microbial basis for health directly challenges the wisdom of indiscriminate campaigns against microbes in agricultural soils and our own bodies. Some are our secret silent partners. There is no doubt that studying the natural world in neatly compartmentalized subjects lets us grasp the otherwise incomprehensible complexity of the whole. Specialization has allowed scientists to chalk up spectacular successes and discoveries. This is the standard approach in seeking cures and treatments for what ails crops and people. But this limited vantage point conceals broad connections fundamental to the microscopic world and our own. It doesn't help that profound changes have occurred in the way scientists write about and communicate their scientific discoveries. Pick up a copy of Science or Nature from a century ago, and the average reader can understand what the authors of pretty much any article are talking about. Not so today. Modern scientific jargon is, for the most part, dumbfoundingly mind-numbing. Not to pick on any particular research group or journal, but in researching this book, we often found ourselves wading through sentences like this. Recognition of peptidoglycan by NOD1 in IECs elicits production of CCL20 and B defensin 3 that direct the recruitment of B cells to LTI dendritic cell clusters in cryptopatches to induce the expression of SIGA. Unintelligible to most, this is actually an example of succinct scientific writing, the kind that advisors and editors encourage and sometimes insist on. It packs a page into a sentence. But who, other than technical specialists in that field, can comprehend its meaning? In simpler terms, this